The Electoral Commission has now settled on a number of political parties who have met the requirements to contest this year's general election. Radio Ghana finds out from some of the disqualified presidential aspirants their plans for the future. First, the presidential candidate of the All People's Congress, Hassan Ayariga, he told George Ankra that the EC deliberately disqualified him, a situation he and his party will deal with sooner than later.
I think this is a deliberate attempt just to exclude Dr. Hassan Ayariga from the Electoral Commissioner and the EC chair. You know, last Friday we won our case at the Supreme High Court. So Monday, the General Secretary led a delegation to the EC office to ask them to update the two new subscribers we've given to them. They went to the office that morning and they sat there until 7 p.m. before the Electoral Commissioner came out and gave them another document. In that document, 95 anomaly, saying that they should go and bring the 95 to re-sign the document because they've realized that the signatures were inconsistent. And for that matter, we should re-sign those documents. And we asked, how did you get 95? Because we were told of the two. Based on the two, we went to court. So now if you come out with 95, was it a deliberate attempt? He said, no, we don't have to answer questions like that. And the General Secretary asked him, did you then check the other political parties? He says he did. And the General said, did you check the NDC and the MPP? He said, they shouldn't ask her questions like that. So they brought the document, even though that whole day was robbed by the EC. So that 7th, which the Supreme Court gave the order for us to do, we lost that day. So we had to bus people overnight to come to Accra. We sat in the office until 3. We finished the new signatories again. And I attached letters of the Electoral Commissioner herself, 3 different signatures, in which it was also not consistent. 2 of Amadou Sule, which is the deputy, which were also not consistent. And I said, look, if you think that 95 people's signatures are inconsistent, you yourself signed 3 different signatures to me. And out of all these 3, none of them is consistent. So if you as an Electoral Commissioner cannot be consistent in signing your signature, how do you expect 432 members to be consistent?
Dr. Ayariga, what immediate actions would you want to take? Would you want to go back to court?
The office now have a meeting. By the time we finish with the meeting, whatever we are going to do, we'll let people know. But in the meantime, I think that if this woman is not checked, 7th December will be a chaotic event for Ghanaians.
Disqualified presidential candidate of the All People's Congress, Hassan Ayariga.
Meanwhile, the founder and leader of the Ghana Freedom Party, Ekwe Adonko, says she did not commit any other mistake on her nomination forms and does not understand why the EC chairperson disqualified her. She told George Ankra that when she submitted her forms, the EC chairperson did not even open the forms, but simply told her to go and collect her money because she was disqualified. Madame Donko indicated that she would sue the EC at the International Court of Justice to place an injunction on the general election. She spoke tree.
Court is saying, "Oh, my kwame yani a oyi ye free mono. Ye yina, oh my kwame obi anko ye ne di. Ni yina chino. O de da ba akupe ene ma ye. Anso obi a tume forso ye. Me kura ne mi ne fi. Anso mi forso ye a di mi kaba ye. Ebe ye me di. Akupo na na ye ne fa. Ana me wi na mi koma ano. Mi koma ano kura wa mi mo. Anu ane sam si ma ne wi ya waso di. Wodi akaji usika kodi na onka ho. O o kovi. Ma timi a mi ma no kura anka review. O timi anya forso obi a review. Ebe sa do ka sa. Se we chana anye ye. E di kari ne wodi. I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'm going to go to the house na fuwe du minti minti deno. Metimi kwa chine wa mani nina di kari ya uhi ya nina metimi kwa hii. Ya di kari nina wosu. Webiye ni huwa eni so. Afeli wakati ya msa sanga ichima ase wudi ya wonka hona kwa. Ene ya minu wakase mi wa omu demu wase ya femisika mame. Ya femisika mame mi wa demu zeteji. Enti di ya meka anesa medinte. Medi kata ya kwa untene kwa kote ne. Ene de ya mekwa kwa bole. Fasa minyanga nene ya yanka mamintiye.
You heard Ekuya Donkor, one of the disqualified presidential aspirants.
And running mates of disqualified GCPP presidential aspirants John Ameka says the party did every correction on the nomination forms and does not know why the EC chairperson, Mrs. Charlotte Ose, decided to disqualify them. He said for lack of time, the party will not challenge the case in court, but they will meet and examine the policies of the qualified parties and ask their followers to vote for a party of their choice come December 7.
From the beginning, we know that we have just 2-3 mistakes which we have to correct. And we were there. We left the office 8 p.m. in the night. All others were served quickly and they left. So when we came, we noticed that we have to go around for some people to sign our documents because most of our mistakes are unsigned portions of the nomination form.
So was that why you were disqualified finally?
I would say is we corrected all those mistakes as sent. When the woman was speaking yesterday, when the commissioner, the chairperson for the commission was speaking yesterday, she did not explain the reasons for the disqualification. She only just said, we were not able to meet LI 94, a certain section of the LI 94, of which demands that we have two people nominating the presidential candidate. We are here to know the actual reason. But in all this, we have decided to take it as it has come, because the country is more important than our party to say that we are going to fight this fight again, because time is not on on our side for the elections that we are going to hold this year. So what we have decided to do is to make sure we organize ourselves as a party and become stronger and stronger for other times to come. But currently, because we are a political animal, we are going to meet, we are going to take a decision as to what we have to do next, because we cannot let our rank and file go without direction.